The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been distributed by Reb Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'ilui Nishmas, Matasyo Yoinison Ben Yisrael Leib, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleha HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
Morim in Yevamis, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says, why didn't the Chachamim institute the din of writing his man in a Shtar Kedushin? And the Gemara says that the reason is because there's nothing to do with it if you leave the Shtar Kedushin by the Isha, and then she'll erase it. And the Gemara says that if you leave the Shtar by the Edim, that we're not afraid that the Edim are going to erase it. Sometimes the Edim will look in the Shtar and come to Edison Besdin based on what they saw in the Shtar, even though they don't personally remember when the Kedushin happened. So the Gemara says that if the Edom will do this, there'll be a problem. The Torah says that Edom have to be made themselves and not through a written shtar of Edos. Edom can't take a shtar and write their Edos and send it to Beis Din. Therefore, if the Edom look in the Shtar Kedushin and they see what's written in it, and they come and they're made in Beis Din, that Edus will be Edus Psula, and Bezdin won't know that it's possible, and Bezdin is by mistake going to believe the Edus, and they'll pass him wrong because of that. So the Rishonim ask, Gavaldiga Kasha, the Rishonim ask, and we know that the Allah is that a Shtar has a din of Edus, even though it's written on paper and it's not said over through the mouths of the Edim, still. Edus that's written in a shtar has a kosher din of Edus, and Bezdin could rely on that Edus and be moitzi mamin and be mater Eishas Ish, allow Eishas Ish to get married. So why is it a problem if the Edim look in the shtar and they see what it says in the shtar and they're made in Bezdin based on that? L'chayre, the shtar is a good Edus. So there's two main terutzim in the Rishonim. One teretz is the teretz of Taisis and Ksubis. And a number of other Rishonim and Yevamis also go with this teretz, and they say that the pshat is that if the Edom would bring the shtar into Beis Din, of course that would work. Even if the Edom didn't bring the shtar into Beis Din, if the Edom told Beis Din that they saw it in the shtar, and Beis Din paskins based on the fact that the Edom saw it in the shtar, that would also be good. The problem here is that the Edom are not going to say in Beis Din that they saw it in the shtar. The Edom are going to come into Beis Din and make believe that they saw the story themselves. And that's not good. The Rishonim don't explain exactly what the problem is now. But for some reason, that problem is comparable to a situation where Edom write their Edus on a paper which is not a shtar and send it into Beis Din. So just like if Edom would write their Edus on a piece of paper and send it into Beis Din without that paper having all the qualifications of a shtar, that Edus would not be good. So too, if Edom looked in a kosher shtar and they saw what it said in the kosher shtar, and instead of being made in Beis Din that they saw it in the shtar, they were made as though they had themselves seen it, and as though they themselves remembered this Edus, that would also be a similar problem. The Rishonim seem to be drawing a comparison between these two problems. The other teretz the Rishonim give is that true, a kosher shtar, Avada is a good Edus. There's no question that if there's a shtar that Reuven gives to Shimon that says Edus against Reuven, that will be a kosher Edus. So too, if a husband gives his wife a get that says in the get that I divorced you, that Avada, when this lady takes this get and brings it to Beis Din, Beis Din will read the get and believe what it says in the get as though they heard it from two kosher Edim. But in this case, it's a bigger problem. Why? Because in this case, the shtar was not yet handed over to the Baal Dover. The only way a shtar is a kosher Edus is if it's handed over to the Baal Dover. When I write a shtar and give it over to the person that the shtar is supposed to benefit, then the Edus is considered as being completed. And once the Edus is completed in the shtar, the Beis Din can rely on that Eidus and do and act accordingly according to that Eidus. But in a situation where the shtar has not yet been handed over to the person whom the shtar is supposed to benefit, the Eidus is not considered to have been completed, and therefore Beis Din cannot rely on that Eidus. Even if Beis Din were themselves to see that shtar, Beis Din will not be able to yisamech on that shtar. That's what the Rif answers. And the Rishonim have a disagreement as to how to interpret the words of the Rif. Does the Rif mean that this shtar was never given over to the Isha? Or does the Rif mean something else? Avada, we're talking about a situation where this shtar was taka given over to the Isha. It's a shtar kedushin. The husband, at the time of kedushin, handed the shtar over to the Isha, and Avada, at that time, the shtar technically could have been made this Eidus. But the problem in this Eidus is that this shtar, since, as the Gemara says, this shtar is meaningless as far as this man is concerned, as long as it's in the hands of the Isha, because the Isha is always suspected of having changed and tampered with the shtar, with the zman of the shtar. So therefore, the only way that this shtar can have meaning is only if it's in the hands of the Eidim. If it would be a shtar, which the shtar would be able to have meaning in the hands of the Isha, if the Eidus would be able to be a good Eidus in the hands of the Isha, so then even if the Isha handed it over to somebody else after she got it, it would still be considered a good Eidus. Here, the problem is that this Eidus could never have been considered a good Eidus as long as it was in the hands of the Isha. The only time that the Eidus has any validity at all is only once the Eidim are holding it. Such a shtar is not a shtar, because a shtar has to be written with the intention of it having validity when it's in the hands of the person whom it's meant to benefit. But if the only time the shtar means anything is only if it's in somebody else's hand, such a shtar is not considered a good shtar. This is a big chiddush in the halach of shtar, that the Rishonim are telling us that a shtar is only meaningful when the shtar is written with the intention of it being used by the person who is supposed to be benefiting from the shtar. But if the shtar is written with the intention of being handled and held in the hands of somebody who's not the intended beneficiary of the shtar, so then the shtar is not considered a good Eidus, and Beis Din is not allowed to rely on that Eidus. And if Beis Din does rely on that Eidus, it's considered that the Psak Din that Beis Din delivered was an incorrect Psak Din. So, there is another very interesting Shita in the Rishonim, which is very similar to this halacha that the Rif says. And I'd like to expand on that Shita in the Rishonim a little bit. There's a halacha known as Mechira Shtaris. Let's say Reuven sells a field to Shimon. Or if Reuven borrows money from Shimon. So now, Reuven writes a shtar, either saying that he sold Shimon the field, or saying that he borrowed money from Shimon. So now, Shimon has a shtar against Reuven. Let's say Shimon wanted to pass on the schus, the rights that he has over Reuven, because of the shtar which he's holding, to somebody else. Let's say, for example, Reuven owes Shimon money, and Shimon wants to transfer that loan to Levi. He wants to sell the chayv. He wants to sell the loan. Or, if Shimon had bought the field from Reuven, and now Shimon wants to pass on the title to that field to Levi. So there's a concept known as Mechira Shtaris. There's a halachic framework which we can use to complete such a sale. The method by which such a sale is consummated is different than the general methods which are used to accomplish kinyanim. There are specific ways in which transfer of ownership of a shtar, of a document, is accomplished in halacha. This is known as ksiva u'mesira. The details of this transfer of ownership are rather complex, and this is beyond the scope of this shir to discuss them. But suffice to say that the method by which title to a shtar is transferred differs from the methods of other kinyanim. So the Rashba says a gevaldige chiddush. He bases it on the Gemara in Bava Basra. Generally, it's understood, and the other Rishonim seem to have also understood this way, that the only question of Mechira Shtaris, the question of Mechira Shtaris is only relevant when we're discussing a shtar which was written from Reuven to Shimon, And Shimon subsequently wants to pass that shtar on to Levi. The Rashba interprets and broadens the halacha of mechir shtaris very much. He says, it's not only relevant to a case where Reuven wrote a shtar intended for Shimon, and Shimon now wants to transfer that shtar to Levi. Mechir shtaris is also relevant when Reuven writes a shtar intending to give it ultimately to Shimon. But Reuven didn't intend to immediately give it to Shimon. He had in mind to hold on to the shtar for a while, and then to use it and give it to Shimon. In other words, for example, let's say Reuven planned on in the future borrowing money from Shimon, but they hadn't finalized the details of this transaction yet. So Reuven writes a shtar to have it ready to eventually give it to Shimon when they finally finalize all the details. When Reuven finally decides to give the shtar to Shimon, he's going to also have to use this halachic transfer of mechir shtaris. He will not be able to simply hand over the shtar to Shimon and thereby accomplish that this shtar can be used by Shimon. The only way that Shimon will be able to use that shtar is if they use the vehicle of mechir shtaris of ksivu mesira. This is a gevaldige chiddush that the other Rishonim clearly don't agree with. But the Rashba says this, and it's kedai to know this Rashba because it has a lot of nafkaminas in other cases where the other Rishonim may agree with this Rashba. For example, sometimes people will find it necessary for one reason or another to keep their property under somebody else's name. For example, if Reuven will buy a house from a third person, call him Levi, he may at some time find it necessary to write the deed in the name of Shimon, as though Shimon was the actual buyer who bought it from Levi. There are various reasons that a person might find it necessary to do this. So we have to decide halachically who the house belongs to. Does the house belong to Reuven, or does the house belong to Shimon, whom the title is made out to? Part of this question revolves around this Rashba. Why? Because we know from the Gemara in Kedushin, Amor de Kazakh, we know that even though the halacha is that karka is acquired, land is acquired through Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka. There are three vehicles by which a person can obtain ownership to a land. One is by paying money for it. The second is by receiving a shtar, a title of ownership. And the third is if he does chazaka, if he shows that he's the owner by fixing things on the property which require fixing. I'm not going to go into the details of what chazaka entails and what kesef entails and what shtar entails, but suffice it to say that generally there are three methods by which a person can obtain ownership of a piece of land. However, the Gemara tells us the Gevalde Gezach. The Gemara says that, let's say, the minig in this specific area where the person is buying this piece of land is to receive a shtar. If everybody assumes when they're buying the land that they're going to ultimately receive a shtar, the halacha is that a person cannot obtain the land, cannot acquire the land with kesef alone. If he paid for the land and he didn't yet receive the shtar, the halacha is that he does not become the owner of the land until he gets the shtar. Now, in our case, the shtar was written from Levi the seller to Shimon, who is the shadow buyer. He's not the real buyer. He's acting as though he's the buyer. Levi may not even know that Reuven is the real buyer and Shimon is just acting as an agent for Reuven. So Levi writes the shtar in the name of Shimon and hands the deed over to Shimon. We're assuming now that a deed is a kosher shtar l'halacha. It's not 100% clear, but it's likely, in my understanding, that a deed would be a kosher shtar. So assuming that a deed is a kosher shtar, Levi, the seller, hands the deed to Shimon. He writes out the deed in the name of Shimon, and he gives the deed to Shimon. And Reuven assumes that he owns the land. But based on this Gemara, which says that in a place where the minig is, it's customary to write a shtar ownership cannot be acquired unless you have a shtar. So now we have a Merdeka problem. Reuven did not ultimately get a shtar. Even if Shimon would take the shtar that Levi made out to him and hand it over to Reuven, he would take the deed and put it in, under the control of Reuven. Still, it wouldn't be considered that Reuven got a shtar because the shtar was not made out in order for Reuven to have it. Like we saw in the Rashba. The Rashba says that even if Levi would write the shtar in order to give it to Reuven, but Levi would have in mind that he's going to hold on to the shtar for a while before he gives it to Reuven. The Rashba says that the only way for Reuven to own the shtar and to be able to use the shtar is only if we use the vehicle of Mechira Shtaris. If Levi does Ksivu Mesira. In this case, Levi never did Ksivu Mesira. So, in this case, the other Rishonim might agree to the Rashba that there would be a problem with the shtar. Why? Because the only time they argue in the Rashba is when Reuven made the shtar to give to Shimon ultimately, he just didn't have in mind to give it to him right now. But in a case where Reuven didn't have in mind to give the shtar at all to Shimon, he had in mind to give it to Levi, or in our case, I'm mixing up the people, but when Levi had in mind to give the shtar to Shimon and not to Reuven, he had no idea that Reuven even exists. So it's very, very easy to argue that all the Rishonim would agree to the Rashba, but that in this case you would need to use the transfer of Mechira Shtaris, which was not in place in this transaction. So it could be argued that now it's impossible for Reuven to acquire ownership through the Kesef itself, and therefore Reuven would not be the owner of this karka. So I found that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Sefer Madani Eretz discusses this issue. But he doesn't discuss it using the angle which we have taken. Namely, he does not quote this Rashba. He uses a different argument to invalidate the sale. He argues that since the purpose of a shtar, the way that the halachic strength of a shtar is based on the fact that it can be used as proof of ownership. The reason why a shtar works, argues Rav Shlomo Zalman, is because a shtar can be used to prove ownership. Since in this case, the shtar was made out in order for Shimon to prove ownership, and not in order for Reuven to prove ownership, it would be impossible for Reuven to use the shtar to prove that he's owner. So that undermines the basis of the halachic strength of a shtar. The strength of a shtar to accomplish a kinyan is only if it can be used to prove something. In this case, since the shtar has the wrong name in it, and it would never be able to use to prove that Reuven is the owner, it can only be used to prove that Shimon is the owner, so therefore, the Rav Shlomo Zalman argues that the shtar would have a problem. Ultimately, Rav Shlomo Zalman is machshir the shtar, based on the concept of shlichus. It's actually unclear to me that, indeed, Rav Shlomo Zalman is machshir the shtar, but I saw that Rav Yankov Bloy, in a sefer Pesachei Choshen, assumes that Rav Shlomo Zalman concludes that the shtar is kosher. It's very mistaken to me that that would be a correct conclusion, that the idea of shlichus would solve this problem that we're discussing. That even though the shtar can technically, as a shtar kinyan, only be used to accomplish ownership for Shimon, once we say that Shimon is a shliach of Reuven, to accept the shtar on behalf of Reuven, it may be very well possible that Reuven does accomplish ownership when Shimon accepts the shtar. There are a number of other halachic issues with putting the land under somebody else's name, which are beyond the scope of this shir. But it's important to realize that this may also be a problem in this kind of transaction.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.